This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. When young people meet in university and actually live together as roommates, sometimes a special bond is created. Hillary Day is a 20-year-old singer-songwriter originally from Clarenville, but has been living in Corner Brook for the past couple of years attending Grenfell. She mostly performs folk music, but is also known as the queen of the open mic at the Backlot and Pocket on Harold Avenue.
I live for the thrill of performance. I really do. And I think one of the best parts about open mic is that not only do I get to perform and be up on that stage and feel that rush, I get to do it with all different types of people all the time. It's different every night. And it really is a way to like bring people together and just have a jam and have a good time.
Braden Pittman hails from Wesleyville and met Day during their first year of a fine arts degree at Grenfell. He says they realized quickly how they could both help each other.
We come from like very different backgrounds. Like Hillary did like theater like in high school. Meanwhile, I was just like some kid who spent a lot of time on the computer, like on like GarageBand on iPad and just getting really into like the technical side of things. But like Hillary's like very much like a songwriter type. So like we kind of fill in each other's like blind spots in skills. So we met each other and we realized like, oh, we both do this music thing in different ways and we do what each other can't.
The pair is putting the finishing touches on a 5-track album and Day says they're very excited about this project.
We are releasing a single in October. That's not crazy news to anybody, but this is the first time it's been announced. So Woohoo Bay FM for being the trailblazers on that. It is a song that a lot of people know. It's just not online yet. The EP that's coming out in December is a 5-track project, and it's called Freezing to Death, and it's songs that I've written over the course of, I want to say, 2-ish years, coming up on 2 years now. Mm-hmm. So it's been a big project for sure, and we're really excited to get it out and start sharing it with you guys.
Pittman says they worked with the NL Art Society to get the album started. He says Day is the one in front of the mic, and he's busy with production.
I've kind of like produced, mixed, and mastered the whole thing. Like we've made the whole thing out of like my dorm or kind of makeshift studio, just recording guitar, vocals, tracking everything we can in my dorm before quiet hours. So I've learned a lot while making the EP because it's like I've never really had the chance to work with a songwriter like physically. I haven't had the opportunity to work this extensively with someone as talented as Hillary as a vocalist.
The album is called Freezing to Death and is set to release December 21st. That's a look at Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ, reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative.